And now we'll see whether I can direct you a little bit in it, because I think it, you know, it needs all of it. It needs first stumble through it yourself, then it needs critiquing, and now maybe let's see whether I can give you specific help. Describe your character. Read what's written on the other page.
Sarah, about 28, is earnest and imaginative. She has had a disappointment. You find her in the apartment of an older friend. It was late afternoon.
Okay. Now, the first thing that we want is really to find your older friend. See, when you did your speech, you had no older friend.
Well, I would have just used you, but I didn't know if you wanted me to talk directly to you.
I say no. I really want an older friend to be
somebody.
On stage.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't know, you know. Yeah, that's okay. Use an older friend. Feel your apartment. Is that the stool? Is that the chair? Would you be sitting on that stool?
Well, no, I don't generally sit on it.
Well, then don't sit on it. Don't sit on it.
Okay.
Move the stool out of the way.
Okay, but I think I'd come out of that.
Okay, but let's decide whether we want you to sit on a chair. What kind of an apartment is it?
This is the apartment of my friend.
Yeah.
Do you want me to just make this up?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Make it up as would fit your character and the older friend. What are the clues in that speech? Sarah is earnest and imaginative. Mm-hmm. What comes next?
She's had a disappointment.
She's had a disappointment, okay. So we don't know whether it's love,
or
job, or career. Yeah, okay. What's the next?
We find her in the apartment of an older friend.
Of an older friend.
It is late afternoon.
Uh-huh. The older friend has a globe. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so what kind of an older friend would that be, and what's a globe doing in that apartment? I mean, I have a globe in mine.
Yeah.
So what is it, what does it feel like to you?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have an idea. So the older friend is kind of a collector, interested in, you know, by maps and globes and...
Woman or a man?
Man.
Okay, fine. Good.
Originally I'd be a woman, but...
But now that you have the globe...
I thought of somebody.
Good. I love that. So is it an apartment in Central Park West? Is it an apartment in Switzer? Where is Switzer?
It's in the Hollywood Hills.
In the Hollywood Hills, I agree with you, yeah. Go ahead.
In the Hollywood Hills.
Or on Central Park West.
No, this one, well, I'm thinking of somebody specifically now.
Exactly. All right.
So it's in the Hollywood Hills, and it's not a really big house. It's kind of above a garage. It's kind of...
Is he wealthy?
No. No, just kind of...
But an interesting person.
Yeah, kind of eccentric and and kind of a loner in a way, a hermit type,
But someone that you can talk to.
Yeah.
Someone who knows what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very good. Just what I'd like you to do now is just walk in a rectangle and feel the apartment. Just walk back and forth. And as you, when the apartment sort of grows in, you know, like the... It becomes real to you. Then take the first line and talk to your friend.
Now, I don't normally talk if I'm at somebody's house. I don't normally talk to them while I'm standing. I usually.
Oh, okay. Now this is what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That would have confused you. The walking is just for you to make to bring a certain kind of familiarity into that space. And say, this is his place.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take even the stool, because it's his house now, or you can take this chair, and you can just move it right gently in without breaking out of the scene, and find the chair that was missing.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Mm-hmm. Something I did last time, I think the others got used to it. You know, sometimes I'll give a big, big talk, and then I'll say, you stop to do the thing, I'll say, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because some are when you begin to work, you tighten the look on your teeth. Okay? And I don't, and I'm always going to scare you because I don't want you to grow that into the part. I want you to release your lip corners and just let your breath and your imagination work. Okay? So it's a tiny little behavior that every time I pick up, I'm going to, you know, zap you with it. All right, good. Just breathe out. Oh, now, this is what I'd like. In these early lessons, and only in the early ones, I will tell you when not to do it. I'd like you to start, since you're releasing yourself from a habit, I'd like you to breathe out like this. Feel the right end. And then, as the air comes back in, let your exercise begin. And that relieves you of saying, oh, I'm going to stop. You know, charge good. Go ahead. Use that F breath throughout.
Just keep using it?
No, I mean, but whenever you get up to act,
okay.
Just let that sort of, let's call that the confused breath or the breath of habit, and blow it out of the body. The air that comes back in is the clean air. It's the new imagination. It's the pure.
Don't you see? I'd always thought if you worked hard enough, tried hard, you know, really tried, you could change the world. Do I have to do that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Doesn't feel integrated. Can I go back online? Okay, it's just, it feels kind of stupid to have to get up, you know what I mean? Maybe if it were near me, you know, if I could see it, but because it's like all of a sudden, well, I haven't been looking at the globe, and then all of a sudden,
excuse me, but why is your chair then in the middle of the room? I mean, why is your chair there?
Okay, I should have put the chair.
Hello.
Should I?
Yeah, it's done. Okay, I'll put the chair over here. And since we stopped, I like us, and I didn't really think to explain this well enough. I like us to go to neutral or to the zero point when you start something. So just as you started with the F breath and then went out, the walking is also neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of bringing the mind and the body into just neutrality, like nothingness. And from that nothingness, then the right thoughts, given all the discussion that we've had, they're going to come in eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I meant by the walking.
Yeah.
All right, good. And now, be in your room and put the chair wherever you want. The point is, I think one of the reasons you couldn't get up,
mm-hmm.
Sandra, was that once again, first of all, you did work more simply. There was really much more simplicity and directness. So that's a plus. But once again, you were working so small that the energy that this girl has that makes her get up and say, look, I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
That energy was missing because mm-hmm. you were working so small.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So even if your chair had been in the center, you mm-hmm. couldn't, you know, had you had the girl, any girl who gets up, you know, and goes, look, I moved mm-hmm. the mountain. You see, you're not really reading the
yeah.
material well enough.
Yeah.
Anyone who has in her speech, look, I moved mountains, is really going to be high to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So that you missed it. So it's
yeah.
a question really of really reading the script.
Yeah.
Just like the mumbo jumbo stuff was really read the script, see what it's saying. Like the waves gleaming and the corkscrew edge in my blood. Read the script.
Mm.
Now I have to tell you that Hans was teaching me computer said, read the screen. Read what I'm like, oh. You can hear him. So I mean you're not the only ones, guys. Yeah,
okay,
but that's
well,
really what it is.
I think what it was is that I didn't see it, you know, so maybe I'll just put it here.
No.
No, you don't want me to. Okay.
No. So I do think, look, I think that, let us say that if you were 8 weeks, you know, into the rehearsal of this, you'd be right to say, look, that globe isn't in the right place. You'd be right to say it.
Yeah.
But right now, it's not in the right place. It'll never be in the right place because you didn't read your script.
Yeah.
And you didn't boot up, as my computer users say. Yeah. Oh, you can see me at 11 o'clock at night when I go, oh my God, what's it doing? Or when John teaches me VCR and I go, oh John, I can't keep a light from blinking. Okay, booting up means, if you read that script, really just saw what was there, the energy would already be rushing. I mean, it's a girl who's come to the apartment of an older friend and can't hold back, you know, her feelings of, wow, can I do this? You know, if I could just. And then she moves back away from it. Let's try it again.
Can I concentrate on the words?
Of course.
Okay, because that was the best. That
seems
helped
so
a lot.
Easy, yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise, I don't know.
Yeah, concentrate on the verbs.
I know.
Do you want me to walk?
No.
That's good. Breathe out. How much energy can I always thought, don't you see? I always thought if you worked hard enough, tried hard, you know, really tried, you could change the world. See, I did it. America was there, and here it is now. Here, fine moving mountains. Well, it's a step in the right direction.
I like that last coding.
That's really swell. That's really swell, that lovely coding. Yeah, that was really good. Sandra, look, that's all for tonight, but sit there for a minute. Let me tell you what is missing. You have, and please forgive me, I think it would be hard again, but let me just lay it out. You have no, when you speak, you have no feeling, so far as I can pick up from you tonight, what vibrations are when the word is on the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So you have no power here at all. So that when I talk to you about, look, this girl is filled with energy and saying, I moved mountains. Well, what happened was you got scared and you worked harder. See, acting is easy. Acting is not hard. And the point is, because of what I said, Sandra ended up working hard and acting, trying harder,
making the energy, forcing the energy up, and I won't let you act that way. Because when we were not put on this earth to work hard at acting. Okay, so this is my point. When you learn the technique in speaking, certainly not in singing, but in speaking, of letting breath with just the thought, I say energy, and the breath just takes that word, energy, into the body, right? And then the energy moves into vibrations on the tongue. You feel all the power. So that when I say, look, I know that I can do better. I can. I want to do more. Look, I can. Look, see, America is right there. Look, I moved a mountain. Did you feel that I didn't act? I. What happened was I learned how to let my breath do the acting for me. I forgot to say that. The breath does the acting for me. And when my tongue, don't try to understand it.
No, I think I know what you're talking about. You don't want to sing. I just
exactly. Cassandra is a very fine singer. It's just that one really doesn't bring it into the, I mean, I can't bring it into the singing. You have to learn, really, you have to take more lessons and bring it into the acting. It doesn't do it by itself. It's just that you sort of know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Exactly. Okay. So what I want you to do is don't sort of be don't do anything. In a way, let me lay the techniques out for you and the suggestions of where the techniques lie. And just you, in a sense, waste time. Right? So because what will happen is your mind, your own intelligence, will make those connections if you don't jump in and try it. All right? So what you're going to go home with tonight is, I didn't bring the thoughts in on my breath, and my speaking words, had no vibration, no resonance at all. So I really worked too hard in my mind to do what the director was asking me to do. And now I'm going to release myself from all that. I won't carry those habits away, even if I go back to zero, neutrality. That's what I want you to do. The scene is nothing. It's just, five lousy sentences that come from nowhere. Okay? Good. But this is just a little reminder. Swell. I think you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand.
Right. Let's see whether we can find a character. I have one, I just want to add one thing that I forgot to mention. Sandra, in the middle of that speech, again, the standard, the cliche of characterization, you said something, what are your first lines?
I'd always thought what you see, I'd always thought if you worked hard enough, tried hard, really tried, you could change the world.
But it's something like, just between worked hard enough.
Well, it says he laughed.
Yes, okay, but this was your habit. Mm-hmm. You went to this. See, that's a shitty laugh. See, it's a cliche. And that's what I wanted to do, was to bring in the idea that even when we talked about that energy being moving up through the body, the tendency to characterize always in a yes, Jean-Louis.
I didn't want to interrupt her, but I just think that this may be very important. Did you see what Beatrice do what you heard last?
Yeah.
Now, you see, a lot of the every time that you gave a line, every time you gave a line, what is it? I'd always thought, don't you see? I'd always thought, you see, every time that you gave a line, you went down on yourself. In fact, Beatrice said, you're pulling back. You see, and that's also part of the behavior in your movement. So, connect what I do, the Alexander, with what Beatrice, because when she's talking to you about being neutral, she's talking to you about being free and being organized and be up.
Good. Read the description of your character.
I have an idea. Okay.
Well, just read it and then you'll tell us your idea. See, I'd rather that you guys get the ideas, but let's just all share the description.
Liz has decided to study the Belle Compton version of French cooking. Her career is going well. She wonders sometimes if it is going too well.
Okay. Tell me, you be in charge of it.
Okay, well, at first I had no idea at all what it was about. And then I thought, well, she's kind of a yuppie career woman type overachiever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's coming at this cooking, you know, with everything else. But the same way she comes at everything else with a lot of determination and everything. And then as it progresses, it seems like it's falling apart a little bit, just the same way she's having doubts about her career and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like the pieces are coming apart, you know.
Oh, I like that.
And her confidence
realizing it's so well written.
And then at the end, that's the best kind of writing is when you don't do it. And then at the end, it's like complete failure, no one ate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me now. These are just, I love what you say. These are things that I suggest now are just ways of moving into it from the imagination, you know. Jennifer's imagination has sort of wrapped itself around that character. I think. Now, what way would you have of moving in to her?
There are
myriad ways. What occurs to you? See, I think that when you use the breath brings you closer to intuition.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just allow your breath to move
and say, what occurs to you?
You could move in for a while.
What do you mean? What do you mean by how would I move in?
Okay, I'm going to say it. You have these possibilities. One, if I were doing that part of it, maybe getting myself into that yuppie career a little bit, you know, pushy lady, maybe it's what I wear. Maybe it's what I'm wearing. Or maybe it's the way I've done my apartment. Or maybe I'm in my friend's kitchen and we're all yuppies. So maybe she has a kitchen with... See, this stuff is just occurring to me, but it's sort of close to intuition. Or maybe it's the stuff that hangs down like a copper pan.
Yeah.
All that stuff. I don't know. I mean, maybe she wears high heels when she cooks. Something. And I'm not saying it has to be anything that I suggested. It just has to be something that sort of moved you sort of closely. Evoke it. Okay. And if nothing comes, that's fine, then just read the words. Until, without self-consciousness, without thinking, oh, I've got to come up with something. No, you don't. What I want is for your breath to take your ideas already, some of the ones that I threw in there, and for you to evoke it. And I won't yell at you the way I did. I feel I'm so, you know, like, no! You know, I feel like I'm doing that all the time.
I think I have an approach.
Good.
Go for it. I think of law school. That's all I can say. You know, she's been through law school, done the bar, everything, and Anna's kind of looking at her life.
It's terrific. It's perfect. Okay. Now, why don't you give us a specific moment out of that? Are you working out of a law firm?
Yeah.
Great. Are you dressed? Have you taken your office clothes off?
Yeah.
So this is. I like this one shirt. I really do. It is yucky. I mean.
No, it's not
that.
Yeah,
she doesn't look very yummy.
Okay. Now, where are you?
What space am I in? I think in a cafe.
Oh, telling her about it. Yeah, which one?
I think it's a Figaro on here. He's for the other one.
Uh-huh. You Figaro. Do you know where Figaro is?
Yes. Yeah.
Does everybody know Figaro?
Yeah.
Okay. Now Rose Tavern.
First I dug my fingers into it. It was hard, hard. I pulled it apart and worked each half and
okay,
the
stuck. See, I won't let you work hard. Acting is easy. Acting is not hard. So this is why acting is hard. Did you feel
it? Yes, it was terrifying.
Yeah.
But can I tell you, it's so hard for me because I can intellectualize and explain it and you know, conceive of it and everything, but when it comes to actually doing it, I'm completely wrong.
But now I'll help you. No,
okay.
You gave enough. I mean, you brought the color into the scene, and you brought specificity. That's fine. This is what's missing. We won't work on it tonight. When you punch the word from the throat area, you end up with air. And so what you're doing is going, I hate to do it on my and something the mind doesn't feel any power, so it then works harder up here to make up for the no power here. Mm-hmm. And then you sort of smile and you know, you fuck over the verbs because you're trying so hard to do what I'm saying and have energy and be at Figaro's where people do talk eagerly to each other, and it's very noisy at Figaro's. I don't know there anymore. Yeah, it's a terrible place. So, all right, so what I'm saying is that you threw away technique, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
The technique, some of which you have already worked on, that brought the vowels and consonants here, you threw away, you went here, and then suddenly you locked the imagination. The imagination couldn't move with the breath because it was locked right in here. Okay. So you begin to see how the word in the right place on a free tone connected to a freely moving breath over an Alexander's torso, really, then brings you to enthusiasm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll stop. That, you know, just that much is enough for tonight. Good. Great. See, because there's nothing more neither she nor Sandra could do anything more with those scenes tonight. Because you've got to first find where the words begin. You've got to first find that. Then you sort of add the discussion or the gossip that we had about the character. And then suddenly the words are, I dug into it. And then I did this with it, and then I stirred it up, and then, oh boy, what a mess up. You feel that my tongue is easily moving the thoughts out to the other person. Good.
It's
Selena, give it a shot.
Beatrice, is that an exercise that you show us, how to free the tongue?
Yes, if I will. I will show you. Not tonight, but
no,
next
I was time. Just wondering.
Yes, I will.
Do you fix that with a particular exercise? What I want to know.
Exercises?
Yeah.
Let me point out something, though, and I saw it while Jean-Louis was working with you and John. So it is a series of fine coordinations. I'll talk a minute. From the halfway mark in the face, from here through to the tip of the tongue, the teeth, and the lips, and don't memorize this or anything, just sort of pick it up
as we would in casual conversation. There is a way of a place where the vowel really and truly originates. The e, the I, the e, the a, the a, the a, no? Right along the tongue. Then let's say that consonants originate etc. L, r, etc. Right? We learn this and we practice it through the day once we learn it, which you didn't do. This is the you do? Good, good. I'm doing a lot of finger waving because of the part that I'm reading for. The whole thing is, you'll see. It's putting another nail in his coffin. I said no, like that.
Yeah, uh-huh. Hi, Kathy, I see.
Okay, so that's a part of the technique that I will offer you. Getting the breath to meet those vowels and consonants is another thing. Having the tongue free is a third thing. Having the mind not try too hard to create that is a... You see, I could go on and on.
Yeah.
But that's a specific technique. I was going to say, when I was watching Jean-Louis, you and John, when Jean-Louis, and I got it mostly in the way you answered Jean-Louis, when he had sort of moved his fingers up over the torso, and he said to you, how does it feel now? Both of you spoke right from the front half of the mouth, and spoke very clearly. Then John went back, as it all settled down again, went back into the gravel, okay? And I forget what you did, Gay, but you were not clear as you were for that one moment when he had you floating up long. So it's also a question of how the body pulls the sound back down, okay? I would love to keep long when I speak and when I walk. I think when I walk, generally, I go.
A little bit.
Yeah, I do. And when I take my walk, I really try to get all of those areas long.
I don't know if we have time, but it just...
5 minutes, yeah.
We have 5 minutes. Do you have a lot more? Because you know what, I just thought that it might be useful, just because you brought it up, for me to just demonstrate, just maybe with two sentences.
Good.
So they can hear it with my help. Do you think
that
might be valuable?
I think that's a swell way to end the class, really.
Do you think that might be valuable?
It's perfect. And then next week, was it going to be your turn,
yeah.
Sabina? Yours and John's and Will.
Why?
Oh, and Gabe's. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't I use John as an example? Can I do that as a demonstration?
No, don't keep those. I'll take them and then you'll do them again. I'll help you back.
Yeah, just stand up. Don't do anything. You see, what Beatrice said is so right. I mean, it's just, don't try. Don't do anything. Just notice yourself. Allow your neck. You can feel my hand here. And keep your eyes on the horizon. Just look around and try to be in the room. So add your hands up. Whole body can't relax. And just stay with that idea of your head and whole body. Move this leg a little bit a little bit out so you have more solid feet under you. That's right. And don't do anything. Just think of your head going up and look around. Open your eyes. Just go ahead and look at your face. Look at the line. Stay with me. Mm-hmm.
I was walking. I turned, like this. I turned, and the water flowed back into the sea, and I saw
it. Wait. You see, you started rushing.
Stay with it.
If you stay with this, you can't rush.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and stay with this and go back to the idea.
Go back to me. The what?
Go back to the beginning.
Right. I was walking. I turned. I turned, like this. I turned, and the water pulled back into the sea, and I saw it, buried in the sand, corkscrew edge. And the waves came again, and covered it and revealed it. And I could take steps now towards it. The edges were sharp. I stood up. The water came again and washed it. It gleamed again. My blood turned brown in the sand.
Okay. Do you hear, and this is fine, but do you hear like there's like a rough edge around your voice?
Oh yeah, I could barely speak.
Can you hear that?
I could feel it. I mean, it's like,
what is that now?
I don't know, but it started getting worse. I mean, it just started...
It wasn't worse.
Okay, well, not like it got worse, but I was...
What did you notice your body
really
was doing?
In the presence of it, you know, it was really...
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's just rather intense, you know. I mean, it's just different.
Yeah.
It really is, you know. It's like...
What did that sound like?
There was one moment when Joan wasn't self-conscious, right in the middle. And then the words were free. But I think it was working from acting material.
Right.
Connected
to
that made it terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
So I think I think doing the blah blah exercise is better, because blah blah, you have nothing invested in it. It's just blah blah. And when you are really, you know, floating up under your fingers and you're going blah 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 blah.
What did that feel like when you were going up?
When I was going up?
Yeah.
You mean when I was physically going up, when my body was going up?
When
the whole thing, it felt like my voice was going, it felt like, I don't know, it felt like there wasn't, it felt like I was pulling up on stuff that, it felt like I was pulling up on and expanding something which maybe I could expand, but that certainly hadn't been expanded for, you know, many years.
Right.
That's what it felt like.
That's right. So we got to see, you were a little bit overwhelmed. So the thing is,
I was like finally getting to that point where there was, you know, where I was getting to the threshold that I've been obviously against, or have not been against, because I have not been challenging it, obviously, for so many years, it's not really...
Well, that's okay. We'll take it slowly.
And then I've come to that point where... It's just it. I'm stretching it now, you know. And it's... I don't know what's there. Because I'm not in the presence of it, because I haven't practiced, but I haven't done it for... I don't know. It's just... it's not so much unnatural. It is unknown sort of right now. So it's very tight, you know. I mean... It's all very... You know, not tight like in a really tense way. Like I was getting... But I didn't know what was next. I didn't have anything left. There wasn't anything more I could do. You know, I can go any farther.
Okay.
And I started having in my throat.
Okay, just for fun. Just for fun for you. Just
don't say those words, John. Just say blah, blah.
No, that's right. Now, can you feel my hand? How much effort are my hands using?
Oh, it's scary.
Not much.
That's right.
Not much at all.
Easy. Mm-hmm. Now look around.
Mm-hmm.
So how much effort my hands using?
Not much.
That's right. So you see, my hands are not telling you to go to a place where there's more.
Mm-hmm.
What there is there's more freedom, you see. Mm-hmm. Now that's the thing that you haven't experienced, you see. you see, and I'm going to go at your speed, you see, I'm not going to take you where you're not ready to go. Well, that's not scary, is it?
No.
He's using the roof a lot more though this
time. Yeah.
Wings, you know.
Yeah.
I think we should stop now.
I think so, too.
I don't want to overwhelm you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I think this is all for tonight. We'll pick up these next characterizations next Monday, Thursday. And I will maybe think about plays. But my feeling is that we have so much to learn from these sort of dum-dum little exercises that maybe that will learn. We'll see. We'll see. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, dearies. I'll take these with me.
Yes.
I find it helpful to know who I'm talking to, and I heard this, no, whether or not to be. Wait, 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 no, whether or not
But it's not, it's not.
Just now you went.
You see, we all have it. Maybe people question it a little bit. Yeah, you have to discover it.
Real life.
True.
And it doesn't offend us.
Right.
It only fought.
Bye, Jennifer. Good night.
Good
night.
Yeah. Good night, Jennifer.
Oh, you know what? I don't think I can make it. Have a meeting.
Oh.
A really intense meeting.
I'll see if I can change it.
Try to change it.
I mean, it's like it's something I can't change.
What?
Maybe I'll just not connect.
Yeah, why don't you come
well,
a little
whatever,
earlier?
Whatever, but
when
I hope
no
you
one
get
here
it.
Okay, I'll call you and I'll let you know.
Oh, good. Okay. Bye-bye, dear.
And they also run out.
Okay.
Well, look, if you were doing this alone, I mean, if you were alone and talking to yourself,
all right,
there is no reason why you couldn't go both subjective.
Let me talk to you a little bit.
All alone, and this
are you leaving them right now, John?
No.
Okay, I'll come back.
Okay.
Do you feel how it's subjective, but my words are sending it out?
Mm-hmm.
Watch my breath.
That's all.
Yeah.
Good word.
Ghost candle. Try that again.
Start with that.
Ride bed.
No, if you're going to breathe out, let the air come back. It's a great use of a great exercise. Breathe out and then speak without any breath at all. That's great, Jennifer. Don't say who your teacher was.
Okay, I won't mean.
Ride bed. Child bed. Bed of death. Did you feel
yes,
it? Let's
great.
Stop. Did you see, did you feel it yeah. move through her body?
I thought that, one.
That was it. That's the lesson.
Thinking.
Yeah. Thought moved it. Thought connected to breath moved it into the body, and your body and your natural intelligence did the rhythm. Go on.
Omnis et another.
Oh,
this one's
now,
Latin.
I think you've got to also sing that Latin out, liturgically. Da 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 da. Is my feeling is the way it should go. Depending, you know, is it a death? What does it mean?
Omnis et another. I think it says every burden comes to you.
Every burden comes to you. Drone it then. Drone it. All burdens come to you. Drone it out.
Like
but
in church.
Yeah.
Omnis caro ad te veniet.
Now, I know that Joyce was a lapsed Catholic, wasn't he? And suffered terribly, and didn't he hate the Catholic? He hated the church. Yeah. So I it's not that I want you to bring too much in there, but I think you ought to really touch each one of us with that thought, all burdens will come upon us, and make us feel as though, you know, take that for the minute. Remember, you can always change the meaning of if I'm saying the wrong thing. That doesn't matter. Next time you can say, no, I want it, you know, I want it to mean this and that. But for now, make it alive. So really burden us with that Latin phrase.
Omnis caro ad te veniet.
Jennifer, this now is an acting exercise. You certainly have more in you than a little girl sound. Amina, no. What does it mean to say all burdens will be yours? You will come to them. Really tell us and scare us. Take charge of this exercise.
Omnis caro ad te veniet.
Exactly, that's the idea. Now do it more. I mean, you be in charge. You be the one to scare me.
Omnis caro.
Look at me. I mean, you know, scare her too, but first look at me.
Scare?
Really, really make us in some way feel the weight of all that.
Omnis caro ad te veniet.
Do you feel you're a little cute?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it feels so unnatural to be saying that in Latin.
That's right. Say it in English now. Really say, you don't know, but all burdens will be yours in time. Say that. Really scare me. You know, be my mother.
All burdens,
all burdens.
No, you're moving away. You're not. All right, watch this.
You mark my words. If you don't get a facial, you know, the way I talk to my daughter. You mock my words. This is going to happen. I mean it. This will happen. I tell you, it will. Did you feel? Now get under it and tell that to me. Just say, you mock my words, and then say something about me. You know, it's sure as night follows day.
You mark my words. That all burdens will come to you.
That's power. Okay? Now, say it in Latin. But that's what you mean. Tell it to me. And say, you mark my words. And say it in Latin.
You mark my words. Omnis caro ad te veniet.
You feel it? You feel that you're getting a little stuff underneath? Keep going.
He comes, pale vampire, through storm his eyes, mouth to her mouth kiss.
Who's he? Who is the he in this?
I picture the moon traveling through the sky. Yeah. Pale vampire.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. And his mouth?
His bat sails bloodying the sea.
Bat sails?
Bat sails.
Yeah. Bloody.
Bloodying
in the sea.
Bloodying, like a verb to bloody. Bloodying.
Bloodying, okay.
See, mouth to her mouth.
All right, so it's very vampire-ish and like the bat in front of the moon. And if it doesn't mean something also Christian, in a sense, he comes, ghost candle. I think it probably has something mm-hmm. like that. But let's go for the vampire. Concept, the moon and the vampire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really go for it and make me chill to it. Just don't be afraid of the description. Go on. Ghost candle.
Ghost candle? Isn't that it? No. He comes pale vampire.
That's right.
He comes pale vampire. Through storm his eyes.
Keep that connected. Through storm his eyes. Don't break it after. Through storm is up. You can't get before.
He comes pale vampire.
No. Stay with it. He comes.
He comes pale vampire. Through storm his eyes. His bat sails bloodying the sea. Mouth to her mouth's kiss.
That's the end. Do you feel that you've got the beginning of how to do that?
The very beginning.
Yes, mm-hmm. The very beginning. Sit there, dear. It's a very hard word. That's hard. It's really hard. You know, you had nothing to go on. Just to recap, you need vowels to say that piece. Mm-hmm. You need pause to say that piece. You need the length of a phrase to say that piece. You need the ability to sustain a word as you add the following description. He left and they came. Did you feel it? Isn't he left and they came? And you need the confidence that we are going to stay with what you are saying if you are not embarrassed by what you say. Right. Okay, that you've got a chunk, and I hope we'll work on it some more. And then we'll find a point of view, an attitude. Good. Anybody want to comment on that? Learn something? Meredith, I was thinking, when we did yours that late that afternoon,
mm-hmm.
You know, one thing that occurred to me that we didn't say in class was, did you feel and did you notice how Meredith's eyes were strong and focused as your gesture was focused? Do you remember feeling that at all?
I know it's too far back. I mean, I don't remember anything.
Yeah. Did you see your guy? Did you meet for the guy?
He didn't. He wants to see me after Christmas, and he will have me only meet. He just wanted to meet
you. Just to meet you. Okay. Well, what happened was this. When you... See, when your hands were embarrassed, you know, remember your hands were sort of like this before we found the jacket. And what happened was your hands being undecided, your attention that we could see through the eye was undecided. Once the hands knew what they were going to do, they were like this, and then like this, and then like this, and then, you know, once that happened, things were clearer in the eye.
I'm sure that is true, because yeah. Just the fact that I think integrated wise, if one thing is off, you know, everything's off.
Exactly.
Concentrated, and I think everything finally gets concentrated.
That's really what happened. So the hand is the visible.
I don't know if it happened. You know, I'm not saying that.
It did.
I mean, hopefully that's what you're shooting for.
Oh yeah, it really happened. It was really wonderful and very strong. The hand is the visible part of the brain. I read this somewhere. That's a great phrase. The hand is the visible part of the brain. So, see, that's why it's really important to be able to train that hand to make a clear gesture, because it's influencing your own brain, but it's also clearing up what you're saying and doing the communication for those who are listening. Right. Meredith, what do you have? Do you have an idea about these sessions? You would like to try something out, or an observation that you've made about your own work?
Something I'd like to try out now?
Based on the weeks that we have worked together, does anything occur to you? I have something, but I want to hear yours.
I'd like to maybe run through that again,
yeah.
Because I haven't done it since.
It
would help me to be refreshed on, and then I will practice it now again. It's just, you know, I haven't.
Good.
I've been out there.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
My idea is this, something that I'd like you to think about and to want to have happen. And that is that you haven't found or slipped into a certain place in your body so that the sounds that you make are really, how shall I say it, have resonance, have softness, have roundness. The sounds that you make, or that you make daily, you know, maybe not when you're acting so much, that you make daily have a certain harshness. And I'm going to explain it to you this way. Yesterday in the Sunday class, this girl did reading, you know, she read from a story. And at first she was reading like this, and she was going along reading like this, and suddenly about page 2 or 3, I had said, find another place in your body. And she somehow or other, it was as though her body opened up. This is what just happened. And she found another place in the body where the breath moved out to the word, and the word had a richness to it and a roundness and a pleasant quality. I worry a little bit that there's a slightly grating quality to the voice, to your voice, and it's something that I want to work on. Okay? Does this ever occur to you? Do you ever feel does that somebody have a
You've
trouble?
You've said grating before.
Okay. But it hasn't come to your feeling. Sometimes you have to sort of come to that feeling and that need in order for it to open up. Just as Sedina, you said, I have a hollow feeling, and I said, oh, thank God. You know, that means she and I can together get there. Just like the other girl had that thin
Bess was telling what the words were, and suddenly she moved into that. It's like it opened up. We have to find that between us for you. Let's leave that.
Oh, you don't want to do that?
No, no, no. Let's leave that for another time. Do your piece. Do your acting piece. Do you have a hand? Good. Okay. Yeah, I'm out of time.
And so the question here is equality before the law, regardless of religion, color, wealth, or as in this instance, sex. Law, like man, is composed of two parts. Just as man is body and soul, so is the law, letter, and spirit. The law says, thou shalt not kill. But men have killed and proved a reason and been set free. Self-defense. Defend of others, of wife, or children, or home. If a thief breaks into your home and you shoot him, the law will not deal harshly with you, nor indeed should it. Thus, you are asked not to judge whether or not these acts were committed, but to what extent they were justified. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, respectfully request that you all join me in a revealing experiment. I ask that you direct your attention to the defendant, Mrs. Adamger. Now look at her. Keep looking at her. Watch closely. Watch closely. Keep watching. Now, try to imagine her a man. Go on now. Use your imagination. Think of her as a man sitting there. Think of her as a man sitting there accused of a light crime. In a 3 minutes, it'll stop.
Yeah. All right, sit for a minute. Let's figure out what it...
Well, about halfway through, I remembered one thing you had said to do, and I thought, well, I should be sitting here trying to think of what she is. But I thought, no, at that point, I was going to go, ladies and gentlemen, would you...
I don't remember any of it. Listen. The one thing you're supposed to do when you're acting, act, and to hell with a teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, that you've got to get that, because you'll carry that burden.